Let's talk today about how to reduce construction costs in today's environment in the self-storage space. My name is Mark Helm. I'm the author of Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage, and I'm the creator of the Self-Storage Quick Start Academy. And the Quick Start Academy is going to be offering a live virtual self-storage boot camp March 8th and 9th, 2024. This boot camp is designed to take you from wherever you are now all the way to putting your first or your next self-storage facility into service. It's geared towards the smaller investor, and wherever you are on your self-storage journey, you can really come out of the gate powerfully by attending this boot camp. We'll have people in there who are already in the business, and we'll have people in there who are just thinking about getting in the business. There will be a link below in the notes, in the comment section of the YouTube channel, and in the show notes on the podcast, as well as episode 411 on creating wealth through selfstorage.com. And there'll be links to information on the boot camp. And I'm very serious about, when I say there's only going to be one person from any given area of the country or any given market area, I'm real serious about that. So if this is something, and I've turned people away already in this boot camp, and if you're serious about it, register. And that way you can control what, there won't be anyone else from your market area in that boot camp. And there'll be a lot of surprises on this one. But in my world today, in the world of self-storage, there's two big obstacles I'm running into. And one of them is financing, and the other is construction costs. Yes, construction costs have leveled out, but they're still quite high. And when you combine those two, in other words, often, especially with some SBA lenders, they'll have a list of approved general contractors. It doesn't matter what you're building, how simple a project you're building, you'll have to have a general contractor. And yet some banks, it's got to be one on this list, which really reduces a lot of options you have as a developer or someone getting in a self-storage business. We'll talk about that today. For today's episode, I want to divide self-storage into two basic work camps, two different types. One we'll call, let's say, Class A multi-story climate control buildings. And two will be what mostly we do as small investors, which is drive up, either ground up, expansions, or even conversions. So let's talk first about the Class A multi-story buildings. Now, I haven't done one. I've worked with a lot of people who have and been involved as a consultant and coach with people who do this. And if I was doing one, I would make dang sure I had a real strong GC, I had a strong architectural engineering firm, and the numbers I'm seeing today are running like $125 to $135 a square foot for just hard costs. And then the soft costs, architectural, engineering, interest reserve, approvals, consultants, and your land costs can be added onto that, and it's nothing to see $150 a square foot for one of these buildings, depending on what market area you're at. Now, I don't have a lot of ways to reduce cost here, because with this type of construction, you really do need general contractor, at least I would, general contractors and strong architect and engineering. One thing I can suggest is that you make dang sure you have a cost-plus contract if you can. In other words, there's an approved budget, this is the budget, and your fee is based on that budget amount. And then anything over that, we're negotiating on whether to do it or not. And I'll also make sure that you had a right to value engineer as you're going along. In other words, reduce the cost by working with your GC. And I also want to make dang sure I have the right to approve who the subs are, maybe go out and get my own bids on some of the line items, especially some of the bigger line items like site work and what system we're using and that type of thing. And if you're working with a good GC, and there's a lot of good ones out there that are real transparent. You'll know what the cost is, what the GC's markup is, and then you'll have the right to work around that. And the GC's going to work with you because he's getting a minimum fee based on what the mutually agreed upon contract is up front. Now let's talk about what most of us do as small investors, which is drive up or one or two story drive up non-climate, climate control buildings. Really doesn't matter whether it's ground up or expansion or even conversion. Let me share with you the process I'm going through right now to reduce costs. We've had a number of projects I've been involved in where numbers are coming in $80 a square foot and above. We're working hard to reduce that cost, and in some cases we've been able to knock as much as $10 a square foot off the cost. Now, the first thing I don't do is hire a very expensive architectural and engineering firm. The engineer is critical, but I don't have to get a real big national company or a powerful company. What I'm looking for in an engineer is someone who knows the players on the local level who are going to approve the project. To me, that's more important than even self-storage experience. Yes, I'd love self-storage experience, but I usually let my engineers drive the approval process rather than an architectural firm. Now, I don't have my engineer do layouts. What we will do is I will get with a storage fabrication company, and I will send them a survey or a site plan, talk about what my vision is, like a 50% climate control, 50% non-climate control, or 80% climate control, 20% whatever I think the market or what my desktop feasibility says that the market needs. I will tell the fabrication company this is what I'm looking for, and they'll do a preliminary layout for me. Then I might tweak that once or twice with them, but I'll get a preliminary layout from a fabrication company. Now, I might pay for that. I might pay $1,000 to get that layout, but that's a lot less expensive than having an engineer lay it out. Then I give that site plan to the civil engineer so that the civil engineer can look at it, adjust it, do truck turnaround, for example, and fire lanes and make sure the setbacks are correct. But my engineer will then react to a site plan. I give that back to the fabrication company. Then I'll get a bid from them. And then I will send that bid out and that layout to other fabrication companies because I paid for it. And then I will get one of the biggest line items is the cost of the storage system and putting it up, the assembly of it. So I'll be getting bids on that. Then once I have that layout, my engineer can begin site work drawings. Now, I don't have a final building plan yet, but I have a layout. Usually that's enough to begin working on the site work drawings. And whenever I choose the fabrication company, if it's the one that did the initial layout, usually I get credit for the cost of that layout. If not, that's fine. But included in the cost of the storage system, with almost every fabrication company I've worked with, is I get building plans and concrete specs. I'll get them in paper form, building plans, and I will get it in CAD form. Then I give that CAD to my engineer and my architect. I'm not paying them to create building plans. What they do is take that CAD system and then start dropping in all the other trades like plumbing, electrical, fire suppression if I need it, those type things, and it really keeps my costs down. I've seen with a lot of people I've worked with on small drive-up facilities today, you can have $120,000 worth of engineering and architectural cost, and I'm usually paying $50,000, $60,000, maybe $65,000 combined by going this route. Yes, it takes a little longer to get, I don't usually get the building plans till, you know, a few months after I've signed the contract, but it works well and it keeps my costs down. The only thing my engineer's generating is the site work drawings. Now, the good news about self-storage is there's just not that many trades. So trades are you have site work, and that's usually one of the bigger numbers, not always, but one of the bigger numbers on a construction budget. And what I do is I usually get bids after the site work drawing is complete by the civil engineer. And very often the engineer will give me two or three people that he's done business with or she's done business with to bid those site work drawings, and then I'll reach out and find some others. And the storage system is another vendor I got to deal with, big line item on a construction budget. And I just told you how I do that. I get a layout, get three or four fabricators to bid on it. Then I select based on price and delivery time. And delivery time, not just of the fabricated system, but delivery time of the building plans, too. Then assembly of the storage system with some fabricators that numbers included, like they're going to do it. With other fabricators, they'll break out the cost of the system itself and erecting it. And very often, I end up just contracting directly with an erector who has had experience with that particular storage system. Concrete, today, I'm amazed how much you can spend on concrete today, but the concrete specs are included in the building plans. Now, usually once I get a layout, we can begin to connect with concrete vendors in the area, and they'll give us estimates, not bids, but they'll give us estimates based on that initial layout. We can figure out how many square feet of concrete there is. Then they'll give me a bid once the final plans come in, and included in the plans from the fabricator are the concrete specs. And usually we go with a local company, but sometimes it's been more cost effective for me to have people I already have relationships with in my hometown. I've literally had them underbid where they're driving, staying in a hotel, and do the concrete work. Electrical, I can get usually estimates from my layout and then final bids once the plans are there and they can review the plans. Those rarely change much. Same with plumbing. I can usually get some initial estimates from plumbers in the area with just the layout, the 2D layout. And then once the plans are created, they'll give a final bid. Fencing, I can usually get a bid straight from my initial layout. Fire suppression, sprinkler system, I can usually get an estimate based on the layout. And then I would get a final bid once the plans are in. And security, that's the other main vendor I work with. And usually we're using local vendors for that, cameras, and we'll use a national vendor that's a member of the SSA or the ISS for the gate system, and then usually they will recommend a local installer to put it in. And for 90 to 95% of every storage project I've ever done, that's like who I'm dealing with. Now, what's not included in that is an office. If we're putting an office in or a retail area, I'll deal with a local contractor there to do that portion of it. And for the most part, what our architect does is generate renderings for approval, maybe help us with colors, not usually, and maybe help a little bit on the design and the color scheme for the office area or the retailer. Now, yes, there can be other things you may have to deal with, especially if you're doing a mixed-use development where there's storage and other products as well, flex space, etc., office, retail. But for mostly, that's all we're dealing with construction. Now, if I've been in a market area, and I'm a guy who has no construction experience, but I've overseen in like my hometown and close by, and have negotiated with the subs over, I'm not saying I'm a general contractor, but I functioned as a general contractor or construction manager for projects locally because there's just not that much. Now, if you have zero construction experience, get a GC. But what we do on, we've been all over the country, and for markets where I'm really far away, what I would do is hire a construction manager from that market area, pay them a percentage on an agreed upon budget, which is usually half or less than half of what a GC is. I'm pretty much working, but he might bring in some local vendors for us to interview, but I'm pretty much making the decisions. I'm the one that's doing the draw request. I'm the one cutting the checks, and I've used that before. Now, what's happened is many of the lenders today have become a lot more rigorous about who can actually function as the GC. And some lenders are requiring GCs. So what I've done, and I'm not saying everyone can do this, but what I've done is I basically have brought construction, or am bringing construction in-house. In other words, I partnered up with a GC, and we'll give them our business and perhaps get new business. So we're keeping our GC costs down by bringing it in-house, and this GC will basically get approved and licensed in every state we do a project in. He's got national certification, and we're able to still keep our costs down. I'm basically having a GC for slightly more than a construction manager would cost, and it allows him to niche down in a particular product, develop a name for himself. I own a piece of that company, but he's the main guy doing it. And that's how I've chosen to address the construction and lending requirements that we're starting to see in the self-storage space today. And by doing this, we're able to knock, whatever, $5, $10, $15 a square foot sometimes off what we were getting on bids we were getting before. Now, if you'd like this new company that I'm getting involved with to look at your project, we'd be happy to do it and give you an alternative bid, but that's not the purpose of this episode. I'll be talking more about this company in future episodes. But what I wanted to show you is, by really taking on and understanding the different roles that vendors can play and different alternative routes besides just having an architect and an engineer create all your building plans, it is a very viable way to reduce the construction costs today for small investors. I've been using this process for a number of years. Again, if I was doing a large Class A multi-story development, I wouldn't use this process. I would go more the traditional route. These are just some of the ways that we're addressing the high construction cost in today's environment. My name's Mark Helm. I'm the author of Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage, and I invite you to look very closely at the self-storage boot camp that's going to be coming up in a couple weeks. Thank you very much, and I look forward to being with you next week.